A bodybuilder walks into a governor's office. It sounds like the setup to a joke, but it's the opening chapter of one of the most unlikely American success stories. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 7-time Mr. Olympia, Hollywood action hero, California's 38th governor, traces everything back to 6 words his father repeated throughout his Austrian childhood: be useful. Not be famous, not be rich, just be useful. That simple directive became the compass for a life that defied every expectation, survived public scandal, and ultimately created a framework that's now helping millions navigate their own paths. When his world collapsed in 2011 after his marriage ended amid tabloid headlines, Schwarzenegger found himself returning to that foundational principle. What emerged wasn't just a comeback story, it was a tested toolkit for building a meaningful life that actually works. Most people wander through life making unconscious decisions, then wonder how they ended up somewhere they claim to hate. The uncomfortable truth? Nobody forced that dead-end job or unhealthy relationship on them. Vision, a clear, vivid picture of what you want, changes everything. It becomes your measuring stick. Does this choice bring you closer to or further from your ideal future? At 10 years old in post-war Austria, Schwarzenegger's vision was simply America. Golden Gate Bridge, Hollywood movies, palm tree-lined streets. Everything seemed big and bright. That broad beginning sharpened dramatically when he saw bodybuilder Reg Park on a magazine cover and learned this poor English kid became Mr. Universe, then transitioned to acting as Hercules. Immediately, the path crystallized. Schwarzenegger didn't just think about goals, he saw them with extraordinary vividness. He felt American sunshine despite never experiencing it. When visualizing bodybuilding victories, he saw competitors' expressions, judges applauding, crowds chanting his name. Not fantasy, but a memory that hadn't happened yet. Michael Phelps visualized split times down to tenths of seconds. Formula One drivers mentally rehearse every turn with eyes closed. Sports psychologist Don MacPherson captures it perfectly. What you can see, you can be. By 1987, Schwarzenegger had killed 283 people on screen, more than anyone in Hollywood. Everyone said he'd made it, but he was thinking bigger. Leading man, highest paid actor. This embodies the German phrase, wenn schon, denn schon. If you're going to do it, do it. Aiming high means even falling short yields impressive results. Lord of the Rings was rejected 21 times. Airbnb's founders were rejected by all 7 initial investors. When Schwarzenegger announced his acting ambitions in 1975, journalists laughed openly. Rather than getting angry, he welcomed their doubts. Their laughter became fuel. Nothing worthwhile comes from having a plan B. The moment you create a backup plan, you become your own naysayer. Breakthroughs inspire others. After Edmund Hillary conquered Everest in 1953, following 32 years of failed expeditions, over 200 climbers reached the summit within the next 32 years. There's no substitute for putting in the work. Lottery winners often go broke, and those with inherited money suffer higher rates of depression. They miss the benefits of working toward goals and learning from struggle. When Schwarzenegger became a bodybuilder, he trained 5 hours daily for 15 years. As an actor, he redirected those same 5 hours to acting classes. But they must be quality reps, no lazy, distracted half efforts. Jazz saxophonist John Coltrane practiced 25 hours a day, sometimes a single note for 10 hours. Pain is the price of work that creates something lasting. Muhammad Ali didn't count sit-ups until they hurt, because they're the only ones that count. The greatest contradiction? Ambitious dreamers who complain about lacking time while doing minimal work. Just one focused hour daily compounds dramatically. Writing one page daily creates a 365-page book in a year. When Schwarzenegger arrived in America, bodybuilding was virtually unknown. American bodybuilders blamed media prejudice, but he saw the real problem. They refused to explain their sport. Selling your vision means openly communicating your goals to those whose approval you need. When pitching Twins, he framed it as exactly what studios wanted. He and Danny DeVito would share in success without demanding salaries. Understanding your audience is crucial, whether it's a bank, investors, or worried family members. You are your first customer. You must believe in your dream's possibility, but eventually you must sell the world by speaking your vision aloud. Remove will be from your vocabulary. Don't say, I will be a great bodybuilder. Say, I can see myself as a great bodybuilder. This presents your vision as already real, creating urgency while attracting believers. When selling yourself, keep expectations low so you consistently exceed them. People underestimated Schwarzenegger because they'd never seen someone like him. When you're unique, people will underestimate you. Don't correct them. Redirect their underestimation to your advantage. When the pandemic hit in March 2020, Schwarzenegger donated $1 million to secure masks for hospitals within days, rather than complaining about shortages. Scientists call our tendency to dwell on negatives negativity bias, a survival mechanism from our evolutionary past that no longer serves us. He transformed his difficult Austrian childhood, no hot showers, daily chores, strict father, into fuel for achievement. The Stoics call this amor fati, love of fate. Failure is a progress report showing what needs work. In weightlifting, working muscles to failure means you've trained properly. Schwarzenegger failed 10 times before bench pressing 500 pounds. The chemist who invented WD-40 failed 39 times. Thomas Edison created thousands of failed prototypes, saying, "I know several thousand things that won't work." Risk is perception, not reality. It varies between people. Schwarzenegger's risk tolerance stayed high because he had little to lose early on. Each move built a safety net that minimized downside while maximizing upside potential. Freddie Gerstl, a WW2 survivor turned Austrian political figure, was the first adult to take Schwarzenegger's bodybuilding dreams seriously. Freddie taught him that training the mind was as crucial as training the body. Knowledge is power, and curiosity unlocks it. Schwarzenegger believes America's obsession with pushing every kid into four-year universities is misguided. While degrees matter for certain professions, many young people accumulate massive debt without first discovering their purpose. The world itself can be the greatest classroom. He learned sales as a hardware store apprentice and life skills in the gym. As an immigrant navigating multiple careers, curiosity has been his superpower. It attracts opportunities and remarkable people, from Muhammad Ali to Nelson Mandela to American presidents. They were drawn because he asked questions and genuinely listened. Curiosity helps you leverage relationships toward your goals. Use it or lose it applies universally. Muscles atrophy, fame fades, knowledge withers if not applied. Meeting Danny Hernandez in 1992 changed everything. Danny ran the inner city games in East LA, creating safe spaces for kids during dangerous summer months. Together, they expanded it nationwide into after-school all-stars, now serving nearly 100,000 kids daily, demonstrating what happens when you absorb knowledge and wring it out in service of others. Schwarzenegger refuses to be called self-made. His parents, Joe Weider, and countless others contributed to his success. None of us accomplishes anything alone. We all receive help along the way, which means we have a responsibility to give back. Giving back doesn't require rearranging your life. Help someone with groceries, answer a late-night call from an old friend, or use your skills. Tutor if you're good at math, drive elderly neighbors to appointments if you have a car. Schwarzenegger's first organized experience came in the late 1970s training Special Olympics athletes. He remembers one terrified boy who, within 90 minutes, went from screaming to lifting 85 pounds three times. His friends celebrated wildly, and Schwarzenegger felt what scientists call helper's high. His father-in-law, Sergeant Shriver, told Yale graduates, "Break your mirrors. Begin to look less at yourself and more at each other." Sarge wasn't dismissing ambition, but placing it in perspective. Giving back brings greater contentment and makes achievements more meaningful. Schwarzenegger's not asking you to be Robin Hood just to break your mirrors and do what you can. Because we're all connected, we owe a debt to those who helped us, and it will make you happier than you anticipated.